Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 46 of our journey. Today we read about the dedication of the altar of God and the gifts that were presented by each of the tribal leaders. This can be a somewhat challenging chapter, but walk with me for a moment as we begin to understand its great significance. While the chapter may seem wearisome and repetitious to the modern reader, it should not be dismissed as unimportant to the overall story of the Bible. The NET Bible Commentary explains that, of the many points that can be observed here, it should not be missed that each tribe, regardless of its size or relative importance, was on equal footing before the Lord. Each tribe shared in the work of the Lord equally. Each tribe approached the sanctuary in precisely the same way on this memorable occasion. All such devotion to the work of the Lord was to receive the blessing of God. It is also worth noting that the animals offered were not simply burnt up for God. Rather, they would have been presented before God and consumed by the people as a fellowship offering. Join me in Numbers 7 to witness the joy and celebration at the dedication of the tabernacle. Numbers 7. When Moses had completed setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings. And he anointed and consecrated the altar and all its utensils. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their clans, made an offering. They were the leaders of the tribes. They were the ones who had been supervising the numbering. They brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, 1 cart for every 2 of the leaders, and an ox for each one, and they presented them in front of the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Receive these gifts from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tent of meeting, and you must give them to the Levites, to every man as his service requires." So Moses accepted the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the Gershonites, as their service required, and he gave 4 carts and 8 oxen to the Merarites, as their service required, under the authority of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. But to the Kohathites he gave none, because the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders was their responsibility. The leaders offered gifts for the dedication of the altar when it was anointed, and the leaders presented their offering before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, "They must present their offering, 1 leader for each day, for the dedication of the altar." The one who presented his offering on the first day was Nashon, son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver platter, weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl, weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan, weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zur, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He offered for his offering 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year, for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, leader of the Zebulunites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elazar, son of Shedir, leader of the Reubenites, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eleazar, son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, leader of the Simeonites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Deuel, leader of the Gadites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, leader of the Ephraimites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, leader of the Manassehites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, son of Gideoni, leader of the Benjaminites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahizer, son of Amishaddai, leader of the Danites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahizer, son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Ochran, leader of the Asherites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, son of Enan, leader of the Naphtalites, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver sprinkling bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, each of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering, one gold pan weighing 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram and one male lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, one male goat for a purification offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two bulls, five rams, five male goats, and five lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. This was the dedication for the altar from the leaders of Israel, when it was anointed. 12 silver platters, 12 silver sprinkling bowls, and 12 gold pans. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each silver sprinkling bowl weighed 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels each, according to the sanctuary shekel. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels. All the animals for the burnt offering were 12 young bulls, 12 rams, 12 male lambs in their first year with their grain offering, and 12 male goats for a purification offering. All the animals for the sacrifice for the peace offering were 24 young bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 lambs in their first year. These were the dedication offerings for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from the atonement lid that was on the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description, where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing, and ultimately being a part of that story, is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.